The head of a discount pharmacy chain says concession card holders are unlikely to get hold of any rapid COVID tests for weeks. The federal government has started a program to make the tests free for pension and senior card holders, but pharmacies say it's being left to them to secure supply. Isabel Rowe reports.
If you have a concession card, you can get 10 rapid COVID tests every 3 months for free. But at the moment, you'll be hard-pressed to find a single one.
It would be a surprise to me that if any of our stores had rapid antigen tests to sell today.
Ferris Karem is the CEO of Pharmacy for Less, which operates 100 stores across Australia. He's frustrated with the burden placed on businesses like his, where pharmacy staff are tied up by non-stop phone calls from people trying to buy tests.
It seems to be one phone call after the next where people are calling either to buy stock, rapid antigen tests, or to inquire about when we'll have them, or even to inquire about when the concessional program will begin, which took weeks to kick off. The impost on our team cannot even be measured.
Some retailers had claimed the federal government had forcibly commandeered supply for their own stockpile, claims which Prime Minister Scott Morrison says are false. But Ferris Karem says there is still massive competition for tests.
So what we're hearing from the supply chain is that the government is actually a customer and they're buying rapid antigen tests. And that is competing with our ability to buy this rapid antigen test for our pharmacies.
State governments are also in the market for rats. And in New South Wales, Secretary of the Education Department, Georgina Harrison, says the scheme to get enough tests for returning school students is on a military scale.
7.5 million rapid antigen tests are on their way to schools as we speak this morning. The data is still coming in from across the state about the deliveries of those rapid antigen tests, but I have been informed that 50% of schools in Sydney and North Sydney have received their kits already.
Parents of kids with underlying conditions are being warned they must send their child back for term one unless they have a medical certificate explaining why they need to learn at home. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the government's done all it can to make classrooms safe.
We have to face into this challenge. We know that parents are anxious, but it's incredibly, incredibly important that we have kids back in the classroom when we're certainly not going to be fining parents who have concerns.
New South Wales will keep the current COVID restrictions in place for at least another month, rules that govern venue capacity and mask wearing indoors. Both New South Wales and Victoria recorded 29 deaths in the last 24 hours. The Victorian Health Department says of the 550,000 COVID cases in Victoria this year alone, just 0.71% have needed hospitalisation.
That's Isabel Rowe reporting. And in response to claims the government is competing with pharmacies for rats, a spokeswoman for the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the government makes purchases in accordance with the Commonwealth procurement rules and isn't the only buyer in the market. It says any claims that the federal government is commandeering orders are false.